This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds. Recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system. It's a regenerating system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while some folks may call that healing, renewing, regenerating system a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the longevity products, formulations, ingredients, something you may have heard about, read about, something you may have been told, something you believe, something you don't want to believe, if you've got a health challenge that you or a loved one is confronting, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, call 866-735-2470 or head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products right off the website. You can also sign up to join the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can be in business for yourself. If you're an entrepreneur, it's the ideal business opportunity. You will be working the business, though. It's not easy money. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme, but it's a great business opportunity if you're business-minded, if you're entrepreneurially minded, if you're network marketing-minded, if you're health-minded, if nutrition and nutritional supplementation has helped you or a loved one. It's a great business opportunity. It's a win-win business opportunity. One of the rare times you get into a win-win business where you help people at the most fundamental level there is, which is the level of health, make your as much or as little money as you like, work as many or as few hours as you like, right off your home office, right off your mileage, get all the tax benefits associated with having your own business, all for a one-time $25 fee, including getting your products at the wholesale price. Excuse me, 866-735-2470 is the number for more info, or you can head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, and click on the Join the Team link, and start yourself a longevity business. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We are talking about enzymes, and we've been talking about enzymes for a couple of weeks now, enzymes being the carriers of the life force. Last we spoke, we were talking about Dr. Edward Howell, who is considered the father of food enzyme therapy. He came up with the idea that we have a limited amount of enzymes, a limited supply of enzymes, and that the faster we use up those enzymes, the shorter we live. This is why animals that have really super fast metabolisms, like mice and fruit flies and smaller animals, squirrels, tend to have shorter lifespans than bigger animals like elephants and giraffes and human beings. As metabolism, as metabolic rate increases, enzymes get burnt through. We burn through our enzymes. Dr. Howell said, the length of life is inversely proportional to the rate of exhaustion of the enzyme potential of an organism. That is, the longer you live, the shorter, or the more life you have in store for you, the slower you're exhausting through your enzymes, which is kind of a complicated way of saying more enzymes, more life. And as enzyme deficiency progresses, we get sicker. Sickness causes the body to burn through enzymes, so we get sicker still. And you get this downward vicious spiral of being sick and burning through more enzymes and being sicker and burning through more enzymes. And it all starts, by the way, according to Howell, by enzyme depletion at the food level, because food is one of the ways we're supposed to help support our own natural enzymes. And given the way most of us eat, 21st century lifestyle, it's very easy to become enzyme deficient because we're eating enzymeless food. For the most part, most of us are subsisting largely on enzymeless food because it's very difficult to ship and store and make food into a commodity when it's rich in enzymes. Because when it's rich in enzymes, it becomes perishable. Once the fruit gets picked, or the egg leaves the chicken, or over the course of time, or whatever enzyme-rich foods you're going to be eating—sprouts, veggies, and fruits, eggs—those are the most enzyme-rich foods. Meats, if they're and sushi, if they're fresh. But once the apple gets picked off of the tree, or the broccoli is pulled out of the ground, or whatever your enzyme-rich food is removed from its source of life, the enzymes become self-destructive. The enzymes start to destroy the food. Food processors cannot have that, so they kill the enzymes. They get rid of the enzymes. That's what food processing really is. In large part, it's removing enzymes so that a food can become more stable, so it can be sold to us, so it could be put in a box. So most of us are subsisting on food, commoditized food, food that's been made a commodity by having its enzyme removed. That's the problem. And if you understand the importance of enzymes, and if you believe Dr. Howell, his theory that enzymes in food are supposed to be contributed to or added to our own natural metabolic enzymes, you can see we got a problem. This is especially problematic for the pancreas, which is the main enzyme-producing organ in the body. The pancreas largely makes digestive enzymes. These digestive enzymes get squirted into the intestine as food leaves the stomach, and these enzymes tend to be alkaline, and they neutralize the acid enzymes and the acid food that leaves the stomach. There's a neutralization reaction that happens between the pancreatic juices, which are alkaline, including the pancreatic enzymes, and the liquefied food, the chyme, as it's called, the C-H-Y-M-E, the chyme, which is the liquefied soupy food that has been mixed with the acid and the enzymes in the stomach. As it drops into the intestine, you get a fizzing effect, an acid-base reaction, as if you put baking soda and lemon juice together, fizz. And this fizz results in a release of nutrients, especially fats and fatty nutrients. The pancreas is a key structure for the liberation of fats, for fatty vitamins and essential fatty acids. This is to say the pancreas is doing a lot of work. The pancreas is also a warehouse of starch enzymes. It's a warehouse of protein enzymes. And, of course, it's where insulin is made. Insulin is actually made in a different part of the pancreas than the enzymes. Nonetheless, the pancreas is doing a lot of work when it comes to the digestive system. The more calories we eat, the more the pancreas is working. The more enzymeless food we're eating, the more the pancreas is working. All of this is occurring within a milieu of nutritional deficiencies or micronutrient deficiencies as well. Nutrients that the pancreas uses, the B vitamins and chromium, these tend to be deficient in the pancreas or in food, so ultimately in the pancreas. The pancreas is doing a lot of work, it's under a lot of stress, and it's not getting the nutrients that it needs to do its business, and that's a big problem. I think of the pancreas as the Mr. Cellophane of the body. If you've ever seen the movie or the play Chicago, Mr. Cellophane is transparent. Nobody notices him. Nobody notices the pancreas. We don't think of the pancreas. No, most of us couldn't even point out where our pancreas is, let alone what our pancreas does. So the pancreas is super duper important for digesting food and for processing sugar especially. It's digesting food. The enzymes are helping us digest our food, but it's also making insulin. And could it be, I think it's very likely, that our epidemic of diabetes has something to do with the fact that our pancreases are working so hard. cooked foods and diabetes, insulin, particularly type 1 diabetes, could cooked foods and diabetes insulin incidence be related? Very likely. Very possibly. Excess sugar ingestion and pancreatic issues are certainly going to, are certainly connected or certainly related.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back on the Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number, and we do have lines open for you. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, anything we're speaking about here today, pancreas, enzymes, or the longevity products, 844-236-6010, or our True Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com. Got a few new products coming out probably this week, later this week or early next week, so check truthtreatments.com for new hyaluronic mineral hydrator and our energizing exfoliator and our retinol spot treatment with retinol and salicylic acid and vitamin C and vitamin E. All our True Skin Health products are made without preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, silicone oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our True Skin Health products, and they are all available at truthtreatments.com. truthtreatments.com. Okay, got lines open, 844-236-6010. We're talking the pancreas and enzymes. I think of the pancreas as the Mr. Cellophane of the body. We don't appreciate the pancreas. We don't know what the pancreas does. We don't really understand how amazing this home of digestive enzymes and warehouse manufacturing site of insulin is. One of the ways you can tell if an organ is under duress is by its size. Organs will tend to get larger when they're working really, really hard. Today's enzymeless foods that most of us are subsisting on and high sugar and high calorie foods that most of us are subsisting on are guaranteed to put a burden on the pancreas, and you can tell this by how big our pancreases are. In an interview published in the book Food, Enzymes, Health, and Longevity, which is one of Dr. Howell's enzyme books written for the general public. He's got two of them. One is called Enzyme Nutrition, which is an absolute classic. Anybody's interested in the subject of food enzymes or the raw food diet or food in general should be reading this book. And the second book isn't quite as good, but still a pretty good book, Food, Enzymes, Health, and Longevity. Dr. Howell says that rats fed a diet that is poor in enzymes have a pancreas that is twice as heavy as rats that are fed a raw diet that has packed with enzymes. And he attributes this to enzyme deficiencies. The human pancreas is one of the largest in the animal kingdom. Again, enzyme deficiencies. And the need for the pancreas to have to crank out enzymes to make up for the missing ones, the ones that are missing from our food enzymes. Pancreatic cancer has recently been in the news. Aretha Franklin died of pancreatic cancer. Steve Jobs died of pancreatic cancer. He's probably the most famous of the pancreatic cancer, of the fatalities that are associated with pancreatic cancer. Doctors will tell you no one knows what causes pancreatic cancer. There's really not a lot of risk factors for it. Smokers, smoking, and probably the number one risk factor for pancreatic cancer is smoking, maybe excessive ingestion of alcohol. But for the most part, it just kind of happens. Nobody really is associated with anything. Obese patients also tend to have more pancreatic cancer, although you certainly don't have to be obese to get it. Steve Jobs wasn't obese. He was extremely thin. He was a vegan. Still, cancer is cancer, no matter where it is. Cancer, it doesn't matter if it's pancreatic cancer, bone cancer, liver cancer, whatever kind of cancer you have, you're not really dealing with an organ cancer or an organ. You're dealing with a cell cancer. This is so important when it comes to cancer. Nobody has pancreatic cancer. They have pancreatic cell cancer. Nobody has lung cancer. They have lung cell cancer. Nobody has breast cancer. You got breast cell cancer. Nobody has prostate cancer. You have prostate cell cancer. Name your organ, and you don't have that kind of cancer. You got that cellular cancer. Brain cancer is brain cell cancer. Ovarian cancer is ovarian cell cancer. Skin cancer is skin cell cancer. Bone cancer is bone cell cancer. Pancreatic cancer is pancreatic cancer. Cell cancer. Why is this important? Because you can't treat an organ. The problem isn't at the level of the organ, at least to start. The problem is not at the level of the organ. It's at the level of the cell. All disease is cell disease, and cancer is no different. What causes cancer, whether it's pancreatic cancer or bone cancer or liver cancer, is burden, stress, duress, lots of work, and not enough of the raw material to do the work, or perhaps a toxicity is involved. All disease is cell disease, and all cell disease is toxicity or toxification, starvation, and suffocation, period. Once we get this through our collective heads, disease and health will be so much easier to deal with and address. Once the medical model understands this idea,
that all diseases, cell disease, no matter where it is, it all involves cellular starvation, cellular suffocation, and cellular toxification. It'll be so much easier to deal with health, to address our health. What causes cancer is burden. What causes all cancers is burden, and pancreatic cancer is no different. Cells doing a lot of work. In the pancreas, if you're eating enzymeless food, the cells are going to be doing a lot of work. The pancreatic cells that are making the enzymes are going to have to do more work making the enzymes. And if you're eating more calories, that puts more work on it. And if you're eating those calories under conditions of enzyme deficiency and micronutrient deficiency, vitamin deficiencies, and mineral deficiencies, of course, if you understand what all this stuff is, everything we're just talking about, which isn't that complicated, you can see how the pancreatic cells or any other cells are going to be burdened. Throw smoking into the mix, alcohol into the mix, excessive ingestion of sugar into the mix, and of course, cells are going to be burdened. Cancer needs to be regarded, no matter where it is, pancreas or anywhere else, as nothing more than the end result of chronic, long-term, never-ending cellular duress for many people from birth forward. Cellular starvation, suffocation, and toxification, and in the case of the pancreas, as you can well imagine, making it crank out enzymes, making cells crank out enzymes because of food enzyme deficiencies and micronutrient deficits, i.e. the standard American diet, and at the same time pounding it with calories in the form of protein, fats, and sugar over the course of years and decades is ultimately going to cause a lot of cellular duress. Pancreatic cancer is notoriously difficult to diagnose. Pancreatic cancers are very sneaky. They hide. They hide from chemotherapy. They're very difficult to treat. They're very resilient. Pancreatic cancer cells come back. They're notorious for coming back. By the time you've been diagnosed, by the time the condition is significant enough to be diagnosed as having pancreatic cancer, by the time you have the symptoms, the condition is usually progressed to the point where you're going to have a hard time. Surgery is most of the time not going to work. By the time for most people, unless they catch you early, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the Supreme Court Justice, was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer about 5 or 6 years ago, I think. And she got it at a very early stage, and she's still around, and she's still relatively healthy. And I don't know her health condition, but she looks pretty healthy, relatively. In any case, by the time most people are diagnosed, because the pancreatic cancer cells are so sneaky, by the time they notice it, you've got a problem, and for the most part, surgery isn't going to help you. For 90% of pancreatic cancer diagnosis, surgery isn't going to help, and it's very likely to come back. By the time you've got symptoms, which include things like weight loss, abdominal pain, jaundice, by the time you notice it symptomatically, it's likely that pancreatic cancer has metastasized, has spread, and likely it's going to spread to the liver. In fact, most pancreatic cancer deaths are due to from liver cancer. It's the liver that really kills you, not the pancreas. By the time you're diagnosed with pancreatic cancer, it's likely that it's spread to the liver. I'm pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A U.S. senator is establishing an exploratory committee effective today to consider a 2020 bid for the White House. In an online video, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says,
politicians look the other way while big insurance companies deny patients life-saving coverage, while big banks rip off consumers, and while big oil companies destroy this planet.
Warren's filing with the Federal Election Commission means she can now start raising and spending money to benefit a likely candidacy. Warren, the first big-name Democrat to take formal steps for the party's presidential nomination. President Trump tweets about pulling troops out from Syria, saying this morning, quote, if anybody but Donald Trump did what I did in Syria, which was an ISIS-loaded mess when I became president, they would be a national hero. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben, and we have lines open for you at 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, the Ingevity products, or Truth Skin Health products, which are all available at truthtreatments.com. You can get Ingevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. 844-236-6010 is our number on the bright side. We'll get your calls momentarily. From the journal Human Reproduction, women fed soy formula as babies are more likely to suffer severe menstrual pains. Young women who suffer severe menstrual pains are more likely to have been fed soy formula when they were babies. The formula could also affect their chances of becoming pregnant. Think of the word estrogen. Estrogen, whether it's in the form of foods, soy estrogens, or estrogen in the form of breakdown products, wreaks havoc on a woman's body, wreaks havoc on everybody's body, men and women. It's not estrogen per se, but the breakdown products of estrogen that are the problem, or in the case of soy anyway, phytoplant estrogens. Human beings did not grow up eating soy. There's other things, by the way, in soy that are problematic. It's not just the estrogens. There are enzyme inhibitors in soy that slow down the activity of enzymes. Enzyme inhibitors, we're going to talk about those in the coming days. Those can be just as problematic as enzyme deficiencies. Enzyme inhibitors are chemicals that are produced in seeds and in grains. Soy is particularly rich in enzyme inhibitors. Our caveman ancestors did not eat soy. It wasn't until about 5,000 years ago that the Chinese figured out that they could grow soy as part of the agricultural revolution that occurred right around 5,000 or 6,000 or maybe 7,000 years ago. But they were eating fermented soy. They weren't just eating the soy. They were eating fermented soy. But even then, they were only eating small amounts of the fermented soy. It was used as a condiment. They certainly didn't do soy oil. They certainly didn't have soy protein shakes. They certainly didn't have soy veggie burgers and soy cheese. If you're a vegetarian, the odds are really good you're eating a lot of soy. And if you think you're eating well, even if you're not a vegetarian, but you're eating, staying away from meat or staying away from cheese or staying away from dairy products, and you're eating soy cheese instead or veggie burgers instead, that could be a huge problem. It could be a huge problem because of the estrogen. It could be a huge problem because of the inhibitors, the enzyme inhibitors. And it could be a huge problem because of allergenicity. A lot of skin problems are related to soy. There's a lot of vegetarians who are breaking out and can't figure out why, because they're vegetarians and they're not supposed to break out if they're vegetarians. Wrong. Soy is one of the biggest breakout foods you could eat for a lot of people. Beans in general are breakout foods for a lot of people. So soy is not, the human body didn't grow up with soy. Let's put it that way. You can have soy allergies. You have the protease, the enzyme inhibitors that are in soy. Soy is also highly genetically modified, highly GMO. It's probably, if it's not the most common genetically modified organism in our food supply, it's one of the main reasons that soy is so GMO, is so likely to be a GMO food, is because of glyphosate, the herbicide Roundup. The GMO, the main modification, genetic modification of soy is so they can get more, it can handle more glyphosate. How clever is that? Mind-blowing. One of the main reasons why food is genetically modified, why agriculture uses GMO, genetically modified organisms, is because they want to have the organisms, or they need to have the grains or the soy or whatever they're growing, withstand more Roundup. 95% of soy grown in the United States is Roundup ready, they call it. It's modified to be able to handle more pesticides. Not only do you have to deal with the GMO, now you got to deal with the pesticide. There are incredibly high amounts of pesticides. And by the way, genetic modification, Roundup Ready genetic modification, is found to is more likely to be allergenic. In fact, there's a lot of people who believe that our epidemic of food allergies is related to GMO organisms. There was a study done in 1996 that found that I don't know when this was done. It showed that GMO soy contains 7 times more protease and more enzyme inhibitor. Protease is a type of enzyme. Protease inhibitor, enzyme inhibitor. The non-cooked or the non-GMO soy. GMO soy is linked to inflammatory diseases. It's linked to increased death rate in farm animals. Soy also not necessarily Roundup Ready or genetically modified soy, but it also has high in goitrogens, substances that block thyroid hormone synthesis, phytates, lectins. There's all kinds of problems with soy. And now we know, at least from this article that was published in Human Reproduction, the journal Human Reproduction, young women who suffer from severe menstrual pains are more likely to have been fed soy formula when they're babies. If you're not breastfeeding, soy formula does not represent a very good option. If it's the only option, it's the only option, but it sure is not a good one. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to Ron in California. Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side, Ron. What's going on?
Good morning, Pharmacist Ken. First of all, my son and I got to hear you speak at the Embassy Suites a few years ago. It was very interesting, and we really enjoyed it.
Where was this? Which Embassy Suites?
In the Seaside, California.
Oh, that was a long time ago. That was
It was, but it was wonderful. We're amazed at your knowledge of the human body and everything else. But anyway,
Well,
my issue is I was diagnosed 6 years ago with prostate cancer.
Okay.
And I had a radical prostatectomy at UCSF. And so for 5 years, I was 0.09 with my PSA. Then the last year, I'm six years now, my last year, it has crept up to 0.16, 0.17, 0.21. Now,
but you don't have a prostate. But you don't have a prostate?
No, I don't. It's gone. And the doctor said that he got the margin and felt, you know, we were good, really good to go. I never did any chemo or radiation. But he wants me since it's creeping up to keep checking it every 3 months. And told me that if it spiked too high, we would do a targeted radiation. So I'm trying to look for other ways around that. Yeah. I don't want to have to do that. My two-point question would be, is there things I've been taking these wonderful products, the Longevity products, for since I had that. And my son and I both take them, and we love them. They're outstanding. Anyway, so my second point would be, is there anything I should add to
lots. If your PSA is rising after you've had the prostatectomy, and by the way, this is not necessarily unheard of. About a third, maybe 20 to 30% of men will have recurrence of elevated PSA after, you said 5 years? How many years has it been?
Well, it was 2012, so I had 5 years of 0.09.
That's about right. I mean, that's when it will start to go. It's not unusual, put it that way.
Okay.
But because basically you haven't changed your life, I assume.
Yes.
I mean,
yes, no.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's why cancers come back, is because we have the surgery or we take the drugs or we do the chemo or whatever, but then we go on living our lives doing the same thing that caused the problem in the first place. So that's why that's why they come back. So here, we'll talk about that when we come back from our break. But just so you know, something to think about. Prostate, think fats. The prostate is very responsive to fats, fatty vitamins, essential fatty acids, fatty foods, etc. And I'll give you some specifics when we come back from our break. Okay, Ron? Don't go away. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We're back on the bright side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got lines open for you, 844-236-6010. We're talking to Ron in California about prostate cancer. Ron, there, man?
Yes.
All right, so let me ask a couple questions, first of all. How old are you?
68.
Okay. And any other health challenges, diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure? Are you on any medication?
I take the only thing I have is high blood pressure. I take hydrochlorothiazide and losartan at low doses. Okay. I've been taking that for some time.
How's your weight?
The only thing
How's your weight?
I'm 240. I'm a little bit heavier than I should be. A little 240.
Okay. Well, I'm not attacking you here. I'm just trying to get some. Don't worry about it here.
You know,
most of us are a little overweight, so it's not a problem. But here's the thing. What I'm trying to show you here is the prostate cancer doesn't exist in a vacuum. It doesn't just happen like you're sitting around minding your own business, you're perfectly healthy, boom, I got prostate cancer. It's a part of the body's general deterioration, which is not just going to result in prostate problems, but it's also going to result in blood pressure problems and cardiovascular problems, weight issues, how you handle sugar, all of those. Why is that important? Because those are your points of power. That's where you have your leverage. You can't go in there and fix your prostate. This is Dr. Stupidity with a capital S. Let me take that back. It's misguided doctor protocol to try to attack, to go to the prostate. Your problem isn't at the level of the prostate, and this is a general rule of healing. Where you think the problem is not where the problem is. Where the problem appears is not where the problem begins. Your problem is in your chemistry. And because you didn't do anything to fix your chemistry, it comes back. Does that make sense? You with me? Okay.
Yep.
So the prostate Obesity, by the way, overweight and prostate disease go hand in hand. Prostate is making prostatic fluid or seminal fluid, semen, et cetera, and stuff that gets ejaculated out. That's the prostate's job, is to make that kind of fluid. There's a major relationship, as I was saying before the break, between fats and fatty vitamins and the prostate. There's a major relationship between fats and fatty vitamins and the heart. There's a major relationship between fats and fatty vitamins and body weight. That's where your problem is. It's in how you're handling fats and fatty vitamins, and probably involves blood sugar as well. The nutrients that help your body process fats also help your body process sugars. That's what you want to focus on for the prostate. That means a whole bunch of things. Number one, fatty vitamins. Things like vitamin E, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K, sunshine. That's for your vitamin D. Best way to get your vitamin D. Digestive enzymes that help you process the fats. Pancreatic enzymes. Your ultimate enzymes. Working on the intestine. Intestinal health will help you process fats. Probiotics. Good bacteria. The nightly essence from longevity. Don't forget essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids. Your ultimate EFAs. Staying away from processed fats. Staying away from a lot of calories, for that matter. Eating very little. You should be on a calorie-restricted diet. You should be on a ketogenic diet. That is good fats with protein and very little carbohydrates. And then your general water-soluble nutrients and electrolytes, vitamin C, the B complex, and also electrolytes. You'll get all that in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Additionally, you might want to try the Fucoid Z and the Restart Your Life products. And then also it might not be a bad idea to go on things like the Sweeties, which is chromium, vanadium, and the Ultimate Niacin, both of which can help you process sugar. And then zinc is the prostate gland's most important mineral. And zinc, there's more zinc, well, there's a lot of zinc in the prostate, put it that way. And zinc also helps your body process sugar. You should be on 50 milligrams of zinc a day. You should be on the Ultimate Selenium, 600 micrograms a day. And it probably wouldn't hurt you to get on magnesium, a good magnesium supplement like the Beyond OsteoFX. In fact, the Healthy Start Pack is what I would do. All right, there's lots you could do. Focus on the foods, focus on the fats, focus on the fatty minerals. Yes, sir. What were you going to ask me?
I was going to ask you. No, I've already been taking your the whole 2.0 pack. I take it every day.
Stay on it. But then add everything else I just told you.
Okay, I've been writing it all down.
Go to the archive page at brightsideben.com. Listen on the archive page.
Okay,
I just downloaded you with a ton of information. There's all kinds of replays. So get on the replays and listen, because I know I gave you a lot of information, but it's better to give you more information than not enough information. Just go to the replays, and you'll get and take notes. All right, Ron, God bless you, my friend. Good luck with everything. I'm sorry, Ron. Call back, and I'll get you up. I apologize for that. I hung up on you. But if you call back, I'll get you up. Try to get you up before the end of the program, or call back tomorrow. Brian in Massachusetts. Good morning. Welcome to the Bright Side. What's up, Brian?
Hey, Ben. You can shoot information out of me fast. So,
okay.
I just wanted to ask you about trying to lower blood pressure. So, I'll just go with my story. Personally, I tend to after I'm sitting at work all day, I get immense amounts of stress. That stress, I tend to supplement it with alpha GPC and some brain supplements along with the BTT throughout the day. But yesterday you were talking about how to lower blood pressure so you can go to sleep. I've been trying to start meditation from all four methods, and I wanted to ask you, what part of meditation do you think would be a good part to implement during the day?
I'm not sure what you mean by that, but you could absolutely meditate in the middle of the day. And there's a myth out there, or a misunderstanding maybe, that you need to sit cross-legged and you need to have the right music and you need to have the right environment. And it has to be quiet and dark. And there are all these things that have to happen before you meditate. Not true. You can meditate in 60 seconds. You can meditate in 30 seconds. You can meditate in 2 seconds. You won't get the same benefits, of course, in 2 seconds as you would in 30 seconds or 60 seconds or 120 seconds or an hour, whatever it is. So you, the benefits will accrue the more time you spend, but that doesn't mean you can't meditate in the middle of the day. You can't meditate while you're waiting for the bus, waiting in line at the bank, anywhere. All it really means, meditation, all meditation really means from a biochemical or a neurochemical standpoint is activating your alpha brainwave states and your beta and your theta brainwave states. And you do that by slowing the body down. You can do it. There's a lot of ways to slow the body down. Watching your breath is the simplest way to do it. Watching anything that's rhythmic will do it. And by watching, I mean paying attention to. You know, watch your breath literally, but you pay attention to your breath, or pay attention to your heartbeat, or pay attention to a metronome, or pay attention to an ambient sound. You know, right now as you're sitting in your room or wherever you are, Ron, there are 1,000 sounds going on. They're at work, right? Are you you're at work now, you said?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you in a meditative state right away, right now, okay? Now, right now there's 1,000 sounds going on in your environment. If you're in an office, there's the air conditioner, there's the fluorescent lights, there's the buzzing of the computer perhaps, there's some people talking, there's all kinds of ambient noise wherever you are. If you focus on that ambient noise for 10 seconds, you will go into an alpha state. Are you with me? Did that make sense how I explained that? Is there ambient noise? Can you identify ambient noise now that you didn't notice before I pointed it out to you?
Absolutely. The fan to my left.
There you go. Just focus on this. It's almost like it's an orchestra of ambient noise. You have the fan on your left, but you got 20 other sounds. And what's interesting is as you start to pay attention more and more, you'll notice more and more sounds. You'll be, oh, my gosh, there's the sound of that buzzing. Oh, my gosh, there's that construction sound. Oh, my gosh, there's the sound of the computer. Oh, my gosh, there's the sound of whatever. You'll start to notice more and more. It's almost like they'll emerge out of the nothing. Out of the ethers, and they'll start to merge. You'll start to hear an orchestra of sounds, literally like music, like listening to an orchestra. And you'll start to hear all these different sounds. And as you're paying attention to those sounds, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be meditating. Okay? The simplest way is the breath. But the ambient sounds are a good way to do it. You can do it with your thoughts. It's a little trickier to do it with your thoughts because we tend to pay attention. We tend to listen to our thoughts. Instead of just watching our thoughts and observing them, we tend to pay attention to them. We tend to believe them. That's one of the biggest problems human beings have is we believe our own thoughts. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. The thing with the thoughts is I have this hyper-focus where I hold my breath. And
there you
the
go.
Idea is actually to get a soft focus, and it's very hard during a day where you're on the screen to try to get soft focus.
Soft focus and open focus. I don't know if you heard me talking about that, but we talk about that a lot.
I did.
Okay, so that's great. So here's the thing. I'm out of time, but I want to leave you with one last thing, Brian, or anybody else listening who wants to leverage meditation. And by the way, meditation is medication. It's the best medication by far and away. Meditation is the best medication. And I'll leave you with this thought about meditation, if you like. You can practice meditation by doing nothing more than watching a bodily movement, by watching something that's going on inside your body. It's the best way to lower your blood pressure and to improve all the markers of health. And I wish I had more time, because this is a really, really important subject. If you want to call back tomorrow, we can finish up. But thanks for your call. Appreciate it, and thank you to all my Bright Side listeners. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is